Fred. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
I'm Leo.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Walt Dick, well, yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, Quentin, what's up, man? Hey, you fired up? All they keep telling me and all they told me is how damn good you are.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning on a freaky Friday. Right here from Brighton, Massachusetts. Things getting weird over here on a Friday. Hope you are going to get done working for the weekend around 5 o'clock today.
Oh, that's when you have to do the special 5 o'clock workman special with the horn blowing. Woo! Don't want to work, just want to bang on my drums all day.
No, locally, it was Loverboy working for the weekend.
Of course.
At 5 o'clock.
Noonie Papa, which is over there where everyone gets around the lake,
mm-hmm.
The island in Michigan, the Nooner. So Rich was out for 2 days. So how you feeling?
I'm okay. It was I got strep throat.
A lot of people with the strep throat.
Which was great because my son had it like a week beforehand, and so I caught that, which is amazing because yesterday when I started...
You're always kissing.
I'm a big kisser. I like kissing things. But when I started feeling better, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just while putting my shoes on yesterday, I threw my back out, which randomly, with no rhyme or reason whatsoever. And so it's like the universe just wanted to say F you, Rich, certainly, for the past like 3 days. So as soon as I was feeling better, to the point where you can't even move, you're just kind of, you're standing in a spot. If you're thrown out your back and you find yourself like standing in a position that is horribly awkward and you do not want to move from that position for maybe 5 full minutes, because if you slightly turn your elbow one way or you slightly move your knee one way, it's the most sharp throbbing pain that you've ever experienced. Where you just step, it's like almost like you're frozen like a statue.
You've been eating too many salads.
And if you cough or if you fart or something like that, it's the most horrible pain you've ever felt in your life.
Yeah, you gotta get back to eating regular food.
A ridiculous amount of times yesterday, and now finally we're kind of getting back in the
all right. Well,
back in the
we
horse.
Always like to hear from Ernie. He's got a big blues band. Ernie, hello.
Oh, hey guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up, Ernie?
Well, I'm here in Las Vegas. I'm not even kidding you. I'm looking out over a, you know, not quite the strip, but I got a decent view. Rich, might sound great, man. It's good to have you back.
Thanks. I hope you're having a good time out there with the Automatics. You guys doing a show out there?
Well, funny that you say that. Your friend and mine, Mr. Sullivan Erna,
yes, of Godsmack fame, yes.
I never hear him called Sullivan, but yes, okay.
Well, we went to Choate together, so, you know, whatever. we have a mutual friend who threw a private party tonight, right? And get this, I'm not even joking. Dave Navarro's got this side band, okay? And they played at the Brooklyn Bowl here out in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah. You know,
to put salve on the wounds of all of the night fans, I guess, right? And, like, Macy Gray was there. I'm not even kidding. I swear to God, man, she covered a Pretenders tune. It was awesome. I'm up on stage, right? I'm not in the spotlight. I'm in the back. Sully comes up, Rich, I'm not even kidding you. I'll tweet you a video of him doing Man in a Box. He killed it. He destroyed it.
Now, what are you doing, Ernie? Do you have the onesie on with the motor oil on your face?
What?
It's what, like the automatics. Yeah, the Kevin
Ernie, are you?
Is that the look?
Is the dude from Boston there?
Oh, no, the onesie. Oh, you the coveralls. Not the
I'm sorry. I call it a onesie. Yeah, all right.
Hey, I got a bone to pick with you, my friend.
Yeah, what's that?
You gave me the blues yesterday.
Well, I would think that in one way is a positive because Ernie Bach, you could take those blues and you could turn it into magic.
Well, I try. I do try. Right. But it just doesn't seem to land. But man, you brought me back to a couple years ago, those stories of your mother-in-law. Man, I was walking around the strip with my earbuds and just kind of like, Jesus, Freddie T, man. Oh, my God. But so get this. And Rich, I swear to God, man, I'm going to tweet you a video.
Okay.
But I'm up there. I'm strumming away, right? I'm kind of doing like a little bit of like subtle gyration, I'm in the background. Nobody knows who I am out here.
Cool. You're sure. Ernie Bach, and you flew there probably privately, and then you got connections to the Soliana and the rest of the guys.
And Macy Gray,
Dave Navarro, yeah, Dave Navarro was there, and believe it or not, Mark McGrath is cool nowadays. Like, that guy kind of is like self-referential. I swear to God, my buddy says, I dare
you're getting
call
so
him
inside.
He goes, I dare you to tell him Sugar Ray. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. And then he comes out and he goes, I know what you guys want to hear. And they start going into Fly. I'm cracking up, I'm slamming away. Anyways, Ultimate Blues, turns out my guitar's never even been plugged in the entire time. They're just gaslighting me.
Do you think that was by design or do you think that was a mistake?
Well, I don't know, man.
Ernie, you got the Bobo there with you? Can you honk on a little bit for us?
One of these days, Rich, I will find my way to get a Bobo or, link up with Stevie like we talked about over the wintertime. But no, I don't honk on a Bobo. It's pretty patronizing. That kind of gives me the blues. But anyway, it's good to hear you back. Good to hear you back, Fred. Listen, don't worry. Listen, don't worry about that cool hundo that you lost, man. Easy come.
Right, Ernie. Why would I worry about $100,000? You're absolutely right. And perhaps maybe I can go into one of your stores on the auto mile and you'll recoup that. I can recoup that from you.
Well, easy come, easy go. I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Fake Ernie and the Automatics. We appreciate that.
I don't know if that's fair.
Sometimes. Now, that's the guy who did the blues. Bruce Willis, he used to honk on the Bobo a little bit, too, when he felt the blues.
Well, Ernie Bach just said, let's turn this whole dealership into a whole blues band. Henry, go ahead.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Henry.
Dare I say, I think that Ernie Bach is an imposter.
Really? I'm 50-50 on it.
I don't think that is at all the actual Ernie Bach. I actually know that they have no mortgages, so their prices are insanely low. And he did not mention that once.
No, he did not. He did not. And if he didn't mention, if you saw him in person, what would you do to him, Henry?
I would punch him in the chest.
Yes, you would, of course. Thank you, Henry. I mean, it's like
some real good inside stuff here. It's the first 10 minutes of the show.
Fake
from
Ernie Bach into
both guys
into fake Henry Rollins.
Very good.
Wow, we are just like
I don't know if that was fake Ernie Bach. I mean, that's a lot to be.
I just love how he mentioned Macy Gray because that's exactly like the Z level musical guest that would show up on stage. That would
well,
get
the
him
times
excited.
I was there, he had Scott Weiland who was really into it, and then he had the country lady that doesn't care anymore. Leon Rimes, and then apparently he had the Go-Go's.
Oh, I saw Navarro's side project, and it was huge. It was during Grammy week, so he had like a ton of people. He had, Slash was on guitar.
And Ernie Bach?
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Navarro's thing.
No, this is Ernie Bach.
Oh, okay.
No, I've been there twice years ago, and the first one was Scott Weiland, and the second one was who was it, Dan? Leanne Rimes. Yeah, Leanne Rimes. And I met the Mad Fisherman at the first one, and he was like, because we had, I believe Zoe or Milo strapped to my wife, and that was considered not cool. This is a party for the adults.
All the cool people, like the Mad Fisherman were there.
And then the would-be governor was there, or Scott Brown. Was he a senator?
Senator.
Okay, Senator Scott Brown was there. And so you shook hands and you got to know the people. You understand?
Sure.
So, yeah, that was the Ernie and the Automatic situation for me. And then the guy from Boston, the drummer, was sitting at a table, the bar, and he had a leather vest on and no shirt.
Hey!
And he was doing that.
It's The Rock's father-in-law.
Really?
It's The Rock's father-in-law. Sib Haitian's daughter married The Rock.
Ooh. Huh. What does she look like?
She's gorgeous.
And then it's not his daughter. And so
he just passed away, I think.
The drummer?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's a shame. And so he did that. And then the Mad Fisherman was there very early because we had our kid with us, so we were very early. Mm-hmm. And he was a complete prick. So congratulations to Mad Fisherman. Now, the drummer from Boston is dead?
Yeah, he died last year.
Of what? Kicking ass?
I forget. He was in his late 60s.
Well, I don't like that. He had a full chest hair. He had a cool vest on.
Yeah.
You think that guy's going to live forever?
Oh, Dan's reminding me. That's right. He just played on a cruise ship and he collapsed. That's right. I remember that. That was
Carnival cruises can get you sick. There's no question about it. Rich is back. It's very nice. And by the way, Rich, apparently we are not moving into the new studios until they're done.
Oh, when is that?
They're talking mid-July.
Oh, okay.
They've extended the lease here.
Okay, because they did. Okay, because originally it was, you're out at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And you got to figure out how to deal with it.
And you Fred guys does were not all have gone. To be tossed into the deep end of the pool by himself.
And you guys were all gone.
Yeah.
And it was just going to be me.
Yeah.
And now...
In a closet, so we don't have to do that anymore, which is nice.
No. By the way, big playoff win yesterday, John.
Oh, yeah?
6-5.
Very nice. How many rounds are there in this thing? How many teams are in the playoffs? 8?
6.
We
had a bye, and then we won.
So
I think that we take on the second place team.
Finals, right? The 6 teams, you got a bye. That was the semifinals last night.
No, it's two losses.
Oh, it's a round robin deal. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, it's a round robin. But the guy from Boston's dead.
And Rich is right about his daughter, by the way.
Yeah, she married the Rock.
She's a hachimachi?
Indeed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does she have wet, curly hair?
No.
Well, it skips a generation.
So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fist this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed with Toucher and Rich.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, the offseason from hell continues for the New England Patriots. First, it was the Seth Wickersham article. Then Malcolm Butler gets benched at the Super Bowl, which led to free agents leaving the team, to Tom Brady not showing up to OTAs, to Rob Gronkowski posting cryptic messages on Instagram about taking Hollywood by storm by being the next barbarian brother without a brother. Now we have this. Just days after his return to the Patriots, it was announced yesterday that Julian Edelman is now facing a 4-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. The suspension is currently under appeal, and as Adam Schefter noted, Edelman has taken, quote, hundreds of tests and has not tested positive before. Now, a couple days ago, when Edelman may have already known he was going to get popped, he was asked by the press about sometimes taking the steps to rush yourself back. His answers, now that we know what we know, do raise a little bit of an eyebrow.
I mean, it's you know, everyone's a competitor. So, you know, sometimes you're your worst own enemy. when you're trying to do that. But, you know, it is what it is, and there's a big part of the process. And you know, I got a lot of guys, training staff, help me out, TB12, all that stuff, to get to where I want to be.
So now Edelman, someone's going, don't mention my name, don't mention the company. Well, now Edelman, he has made it no secret, as you could hear there, that he's a client of Tom Brady's controversial boy wonder with the hands of iron, Mr. Alex Guerrero. Oh, yeah, make it feel good. So understandably, many people jumped to the conclusion of, well, it sounds like the TB12 method might involve some of that extra juice. But Alex Guerrero wants you to know that that is not the case. So he released a statement yesterday saying, quote, I've known Julian since his rookie year, and he's a phenomenal athlete who takes his training seriously. It's disappointing to hear today's news. Elite athletes sometimes work with multiple coaches and health professionals as part of their off-season training. Here at our facility, we take a natural, holistic, appropriate, and above all, legal approach to training and recovery for all of our clients. And anyone who would suggest otherwise is irresponsible and just plain wrong. I would also like to release a statement that I, too, have nothing to do with Julian Edelman's positive PED test. And I'm sure there's plenty of other not guilty individuals and companies that would like
Curran
to say.
Curran had, like, a bunch of weird stuff about it, too.
Well, Curran, okay, so...
Like Curran, like, loves Guerrero because he went there and got his ankles rubbed or his hamstrings rubbed, and he's coming off terrible.
Well, he also wrote Julian Edelman's book. So
he's coming off awful in this thing.
Well, he came out with...
He wrote a book that no one wanted to read, which I've talked to him about in person, that it was a ridiculous book that had no insight, and it was for no reason. And his comments on this from his insiders are laughable.
Well, his insiders said that, quote, Edelman's positive test had nothing to do with anything he was advised to take by Guerrero. And to that, I would say, thanks, Alex Guerrero.
Yeah, I mean...
Appreciate that.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Really, not tough to draw the lines there.
Yeah, I mean way to go. Like, so, you like him.
Yeah.
And he goes from further in the article to go, like, how much he likes him, and he's been there.
Well, I mean, he does have to say that. I mean, he has to mention that he's a client.
Gotta mention full disclosure.
You know, I mean, if you're going to stand up for the guy, you might want to put
maybe
that
I want to sit that one out. Maybe I want to sit this one out.
So what I'm assuming is Alex Guerrero said, "No, I don't want to go down with this ship. Hey, TB12 is the best. I didn't give him anything, and of course he felt he had to release it." Do you think it's weird that he released that statement?
What, Guerrero?
Yeah,
no, he has to do that.
Yeah,
I mean his brand, which he is still building, is very much in bullseye here. You gotta get out of the way of that train as quickly as possible.
Well, I thought that the Shaughnessy article was interesting this morning because he was saying that, if anything, this gives Bill Belichick more power in whole Bill versus Tom regarding Alex Guerrero situation.
Absolutely.
So, by the way, this apparently was a rumor and was around a bit before it was reported by Adam Schefter. Jim Schefter, rather.
Wait, so you're saying a 32-year-old receiver, or 31, whatever it is, undersized, coming off a major injury, might have done steroids? I find that very difficult to believe.
Well, a day earlier, it was thrown out there on a Reddit page. And did I hear correctly that a caller called into Zolak and Bertrand a few days ago?
Called Zolak and Bertrand.
Okay.
And then Zolak probably went insane saying how off-kilter the caller was.
Well, either way, this sucks because the first four games of the season are going to be tough as hell. You're starting with a home opener against Houston. And then week two might be the toughest game of the year at Jacksonville. And then at Detroit, which...
Matthew Stafford, come on, and your old friend Matt Patricia.
Yeah, Patricia might make that game interesting. And then, finally, they have a home game against the Dolphins, who last time they played was a pain in the ass.
Well, Lockhart
Ryan Tannehill returns. Ryan Tannehill back at quarterback for Miami. Fred loves Ryan Tannehill.
He's a big fan. Yes, Fred is a big fan.
I don't love him. I just think that he's been surrounded by garbage and that he is perfectly physically acceptable as a quarterback. Let me read this Curran thing in my head. I've known Julian since his rookie year. This is from Guerrero, and he's a phenomenal athlete, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you just read that
there
part.
Okay. Well, I wasn't listening. There are full-time TB12 adherents, which Brady has been and Gronkowski has become. There are scores of players who go there and referred to by Belichick even now.
for soft tissue work.
That's not so soft though. It's
you ever like pet your dog?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the in its
like right above the
neck,
tail, yeah,
or like the neck,
mm-hmm.
and its leg starts going.
Oh yeah, they play the fiddle. Mm-hmm. You know, you get it right at the spot where they play the fiddle.
Yeah, the players who go to find some benefit and go a la carte, and there are some who's full bore for a while, and then because either nutritional rest or training demands don't suit them at particular time, wander away for a while. Edelman, according to one source, falls into the latter category. He just is like, yeah, I come in and out. Last offseason, he was full bore on the program. This offseason, he's there sometimes, but not a slavish devotion. That's why, according to another source, blow back on Guerrero and TB12 sports theory would be so irresponsible. Just so, Rich, watch yourself. It's madly irresponsible.
Madly irresponsible. Well, I mean, this is something that we kind of knew if you watched Tom versus Time. Remember, there was like, because it, I think the most shocking thing about what Curran wrote was that apparently Gronkowski's 100% in, because he put Gronkowski and Brady in the same wheelhouse, saying that they are fully buying into almost all aspects of the TB12 method, like the food. And the workout and the exercise and all the things that go along with it. Whereas, as you heard, Edelman, do you remember how this was from the when they were up at the Yellowstone Club, and it was him and Amendola.
Yeah.
And in matter of fact, Tom had just finished getting his massages.
Yeah.
And here's what Edelman had to say.
What we try to incorporate here are fast twitch movements. Okay. So going and lifting a bunch of heavy weights isn't really going to do anything for us.
It's a little different, though, when you need to imply strength.
Imply?
I do all the things that you guys do. I just incorporate lifting weights because I have to stay strong because I have to.
That makes no sense.
Let's keep it real. The only reason why you're trying to get jacked up so you're going to be naked on magazine. So don't ain't fooling us.
Are we really? Are we? We're done with that. That's the past.
Nah.
Let's go. We were just educating Julian on fast twitch muscles and how he is neglecting to understand the core principles of what we're trying to do to maintain our longevity as we further our playing career. But if Julian just wants to play another couple years, that's Julian's decision, okay?
The one exercise I did yesterday was a bench press, and I'm getting killed about this.
Someone needs to protect you.
I've been hearing this for eight years. We've been in an argument for 8 years.
I'm not an anti-weight guy. Everybody thinks I'm anti-weights. I just think you should train for what you want to get out of your
like
training.
That. You need to be strong, Jules. You just take a look.
You see, that was the clip that I hated they had in there last year, because whereas I thought Tom versus Time was a great show, and it didn't feel like it didn't feel like an ad for the TB12 method like I had thought, until there, where they showed Danny Amendola, you know, buying in, and Julian Edelman not 100% buying in. And what was the very next scene that they showed?
And he hurt his leg against the trailer.
Got injured. And I thought that was just wildly unfair.
So Curran goes on, and he's talking about himself. I've seen Guerrero. I've used his training center to rehab injuries. You know, the guy plays pickup basketball, so it's basically the same thing. I'd recommend both without hesitation. All I got was deep tissue massage, hydration, and diet tips. And some exercise advice about 3 years ago, and I still don't shut up about how great it is. Congratulations. You have absolutely no credibility with this. None.
Except that you are getting the mouthpiece of what I believe to be Alex Guerrero and Julian Edelman. Like, I believe that. Like, if Tommy Curran says something,
he's talking to, it's like talking to Sarah Huckabee. Like, you're getting information
right
from a spokesperson from a thing. So I'm happy you got a deep tissue massage and they taught you to drink water, but that doesn't absolve anyone from any kind of crime.
No. I mean, hearing him speak, you have to understand that, in my opinion, because of how close he is to both Edelman and Guerrero, that's his sources.
And by the way, Guerrero, that's irresponsible from Curran. If you have a relationship with Guerrero, who gave you a big deep tissue massage so you could play pickup basketball, which is, I believe, exactly what it was, mm-hmm. don't write about it.
Well, I think it's okay to write about it if you say you have that relationship. That's why I don't have a problem with what he wrote.
I mean, have a huge problem about what he wrote.
Well,
he has a relationship with Guerrero.
And he said that.
And he has a relationship with Edelman.
He's basically saying, take it for what it's worth because I have this relationship.
No, then don't write about it. Because you bought into all the Guerrero crap.
So what do you do if Guerrero and Edelman call you and say, hey, none of the stuff that came from Guerrero is the stuff that I tested positive for? Like, what do you do if you're him? What do you do for Tommy Curran? You got to write about that.
There are a lot of writers that have relationships with agents for athletes that have flunked things that write stuff. I mean,
that doesn't make it right.
I understand that, but you're acting like Tommy Curran is, you know, doing something wildly irresponsible and wildly out of left field. It happens all the time. That's how you get stories. You have relationships.
You have a relationship with an agent, but you're not a, as he points out, a true believer of someone's methods. Because you wanted to play pickup basketball.
And you know what? He had full disclosure. And you make the judgment
Then it's meaningless what he wrote.
Fine. But I'm with Rich here. You tell everything as it is. I went to this guy, full disclosure, and having said that, here's what I know.
So it's meaningless. So he wrote words on a page. Okay.
Or you know where it came from.
Yeah, he wrote words on a page that mean nothing.
Or that means the company line of TV12.
NBC Sports Boston has words on a page that don't need to be read.
That you can assume were fed to him by Alex Guerrero.
Yes, and you don't need to read them because there's no objectivity to it. There's nothing.
By the way, this is kind of interesting.
And Tommy Curran's back, by the way, to kissing everyone's ass.
As soon as we get back from John Wallach's headlines, there is something interesting about the guy who broke the Edelman news on Reddit, because there's something else coming, according to him.
Ooh, and John Wallach, above everything, is about to do headlines, and that's going to set the world on fire.
That's correct. Get ready.
Boom.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, everyone's a competitor, so you know, sometimes you're your worst own enemy.
Yeah, you gotta cheat.
And you're trying to do that, but, you know, it is what it is, and there's a big part of the process, and you know, I got a lot of guys, training staff, help me out, TB12, all that stuff, to get to where I want to be.
All right, Tom Curran wrote a piece about how fantastic Guerrero is. And that he had gotten hydration tips and deep tissue massage. And that he can't stop talking about it. For 3 years, he's been over the moon about this Guerrero guy. Because you know why, Ridge?
Why is that?
Pickup hoops.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get in the right frame of mind to play pickup hoops. Brandon, go ahead, sir.
Well, Dick, where you at?
What's up? What'd it do? Oh, I almost forgot. What'd it do?
All right, calm down, John. Freddie, I don't know if you heard, but I just read last night on the internet, so you know it's true. The Middle is coming out with a spinoff show.
Oh, Jesus, really?
It's about the girl with the hyper girl on the show, right?
Oh, my God, yeah, it's about the girl and her homosexual friend, and I can't think of a worse show, but it seems like they're just scrambling now that
You know what I want to do is see the worst character on that show really spin off. That girl, when she kissed that guy at the end, it was disgusting. Did you see the end of it?
I did, and it was horrible. I'm just happy it's not about a 5'2 guy going through a college football career. I mean, you think that would be worse?
That's right. A 5'2", 120-pound kid who got recruited to football. Thank you, sir. That is a big Middle take. I did not know that from what they wrote on the screen. John, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Fred, I support you 100% in terms of Tommy Curran. Obviously, I know that reporters have relationships with agents, but not if they're their agent, and I'm not saying obviously that they're that close, but having that relationship with Alex Guerrero, I think, could cloud some of the reporting. And also, he wrote the book with Julian Edelman, who's the source on the other side, and the NFL have information that would let you know what he tested positive for. I mean, I think it seems like a one-source story. So
yes, it's complete crap.
It happens
but he essentially gave you the source.
It doesn't. It No, you're right. Curran's full of crap. He's completely wrong for even reporting on this story. They should have handed it off to someone else. Yeah, he goes and fawns upon Guerrero's treatments, and then he wrote a book with Edelman. I mean, right. He should remove himself from this story.
Well, I mean, he's got to write about it.
No, he doesn't.
And understood.
Let Phil Perry write about it.
Well, I mean, if Guerrero called him or if Edelman called him, he's basically telling you, these are my sources, and take it for what it's worth.
Well, then they're not credible sources.
Well, I want to know what Guerrero has to say. I want to know what Edelman has to say.
No, I...
Sure. I want to know.
Well, they're going to say the same thing.
Okay.
No, I don't want to know at all what Guerrero has to say about it through a guy that is obviously a mouthpiece for him, or I don't want to hear what Edelman says through a mouthpiece of Curran, and I'll tell you why. Because then it takes away the ability of an objective reporter to get that information, because they'll say, I've already made my statement, and you've made your statement through a sympathetic cause.
Who clarified that he is sympathetic to Alex Guerrero.
Yes, but that doesn't...
I mean, he's telling you that.
Good. So, even more so, I don't want to hear from him.
All right, well, this is interesting. Someone I do want to hear from is this guy who apparently broke the Edelman story on Reddit.
I mean, is a professional ass kisser to that team. I mean, he is. Am I wrong, John?
I think you were wrong up to a point, yes. Obviously, all the things you said are true. He knows he has a very good business relationship with Julian Edelman.
No, he has a very good business relationship with Brady.
Yes, he has for a decade or
more. And so when you read Tom Curran, it is 99% spin for the Patriots.
That's not fair. No. I think over the last few months, he's been very critical of the Patriots. Matter of fact, he has been one of the guys who supported Seth Wickersham's article.
Yes, when Seth Wickersham's article came out. And that's through a prism of what Tom Brady said.
Maybe Tom Brady, but not the Patriots. Matter of fact, I
didn't say it was through the Patriots. I say his prism is through his relationship with Tom Brady. In his relationship with Guerrero through Tom Brady, and his relationship with Edelman through Tom Brady.
See, he took what Seth Wickersham did and added more to it. Like, he has been one of the supporters, whereas most Patriots fans are like, Seth, you have no idea what you're talking about. Tom's like, no, I've been warning you about this for a while.
Right, because he got his sources Tom Brady. So, yes, he has an agenda. He absolutely does. If you guys are afraid to say it,
You said he's very pro-Patriots.
He's exceptionally pro-Patriots.
I'd say he's been the opposite of that in the last few months.
His entire fan base as a writer is people like, is Patriot fans melting at his feet saying that you're the only one who tells the truth.
You haven't read him the last few months.
Since Wickersham's article came out,
he has been right along with Seth Wickersham, like, echoing his sentiments. As a matter of fact, he's been adding to what Seth Wickersham said. Yes. And Patriots fans hated the Wickersham article.
And why do you think that he's been doing that?
What is his end game for doing that?
You tell me.
Being critical of the Patriots?
No, supporting the Wickersham article. What's the angle?
Well, because many people would argue that Bill Belichick was the source of the Wickersham article.
What's the angle?
You tell me the angle is to remain on Brady's side?
Yes.
I disagree.
Because that article didn't make Brady look great. Matter of fact, everyone was saying that it made Belichick was the only one who came across clean of the Seth Wickersham article.
Agreed. Then we agree to disagree. If you think Curran is an objective source on the Patriots, then congratulations. I disagree.
I know. I just think your statement is that he's always pro-Patriots is wrong.
I think that he is someone who is in the pocket of Tom Brady and Guerrero and Edelman. He's written a book with Edelman. He has sit there masturbating about Guerrero, and I know for a fact he's a big Brady guy.
Well, maybe he is this guy on Reddit, because this is kind of interesting. The guy who broke the Edelman news on Reddit a day before it actually became confirmed.
Called Zola, too.
And apparently called the show.
Did they hang up on him?
Oh, no. Maybe call our show. If Reddit Lover 1981 is listening, give us a call. We will give you a form. He said, I'm the guy, he posted this on Reddit. He goes, I'm the guy who broke the Edelman news last night, and I've got more major Patriots news. He said, this is posted to Reddit. He goes, I've actually been sitting on some bigger Patriots news for the past few days, still trying to verify that it's 100% true before putting it out there. Regardless, I plan to post it here tomorrow evening.
But I figured last night was kind of fun, and instead of waiting until tomorrow, maybe we can play a game. If one of you guesses the news exactly correctly, I will go ahead and post it now and give credit to you. Hint, the news is negative, and it's about a current multi-year Patriot.
Well, then it's not from Curran.
He said the news is negative, and it's about a current multi-year Patriot, and he says that it's bigger than the Julian Edelman news.
Well, it's Slater. He's obviously
Slater's burner account.
I mean, just to speculate, does that mean like somebody's retiring? Well,
no,
it's negative.
That Slater is no longer going to be the gunner. Paderewski, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Yes, good morning. The whole, this is what I'm going to say. There's a lot of Patriots hating going on. We know that. And they simply hate success.
Yeah, that's why he had a dirty test. Whoever you may be at the 401, from the 401, go ahead.
Jay.
It's Jay from the 401. I told the guy my name.
Well, he didn't put it up.
I actually got the news from a friend of mine. He's says that his CEO of his company has all kinds of news related to the Patriots. So the new Patriots news will break next week.
So you're claiming to be the Reddit guy.
Yeah.
What's your Reddit handle?
Reddit lover.
And what year?
What's up?
And what year afterwards?
2001.
No. Okay, that's not you.
All right, well, Reddit, what's the new news?
Well, what is the news anyway? Throw it out there.
What, for next week?
Sure.
Yeah, baby.
What's the news going to be?
No, it won't be out until next week.
All right, give us a little, tantalize us.
That way we can look like geniuses when it becomes true.
You called for a reason.
Win us over.
It's a big player.
Big in terms of size or big in terms of...
How do I word it? Like somebody of Edelman's stature.
So he's small.
No, like on the team, like his.
Is he on defense or offense?
Offense.
Real? Is he a receiver?
I can't say.
Well, I mean, the only person.
Well, there's no other receiver that
you
I care
mean,
about.
You mean of his level of fame? Because that only person of his level of fame
would be Gronk.
Would be Gronk.
Yeah.
Is it Gronkowski?
I didn't say that.
Oh, snap. That means it's Gronkowski.
Okay. All right.
Can't believe you guys don't see that Curran kisses the entire ass of that team. I've talked to him to his face about it.
I know that. As a matter of fact, Curran actually told you basically what his source is, as opposed to many other writers who go through agents and get the player's point of view that way and don't mention that they have a relationship with agents.
He nuzzles his head on Edelman's shoulder and gets all the information he needs. But maybe it doesn't come from Guerrero. I tend to think it doesn't. If you want my opinion, and it's not educated, I tend to think that didn't come from Guerrero, even though that totally gets Belichick off the hook with the Guerrero stuff.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that he got any kind of PEDs from him as well.
What is Edelman, 31, 32?
32.
Yeah, 32 coming off an injury. He took steroids. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I don't think the NFL is... The best thing I heard on Felger and Maz is Mike from Woburn said that this was a distraction from the Peyton Manning...
PED thing going on right now?
That no one cares about or remembers. It's just the Peyton Manning PED thing. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, that matters a lot. So we'll see what happens with Julian Edelman. But as Mike Lockhart texted me last night... I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world that he misses the first four games.
Nope.
He can get more healthy.
But they could really use him those first four games. Those are going to be tough. That's a tough way to start the season.
Yeah, you can't just waltz into Detroit and expect to win. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Yo.
Freddie T is money on this. I mean, a couple of months of Curran reporting doesn't take away. He's if you're saying that he's agreeing with the Wickersham, well, it's impossible to deny. That doesn't negate him as a huge homer for all these years. He's definitely on their side 100% of the time. Just because he is slightly acknowledging a report, it's been impossible to deny that report. So I don't
I don't know.
What has he said, in your opinion, that has been, like, you know, filleting the Patriots? Like, what has been the thing that you believe where he's been a suck-up?
Eric, it's been years.
Let me answer, Eric, because
it's over the course of 10 years. Well,
then you should be easy to give me one example.
I can't just pull one example because Fred's right. It's been his style. I mean, he has so many reasons to. I mean,
Give me one example.
Rich, that's a petty thing to say.
Financially,
but you can't come out here and say that he's only been a suck up. I've given you reasons that he has been objective.
No,
you say he's a suck up.
You've given us two reasons he's been objective.
Take any major story that's involved the past, whether you know whatever it is, and he hasn't been able, just like Rich, just like you're unable to criticize the Patriots about anything, take that and you know, make it a, like, essentially like a beat reporter like him, and that's essentially what he is. He's just an embodiment of sort of that defensive, you know,
give me an example.
That's such a stupid thing to ask.
He says he's been doing it for years.
Because he has, and so if there's an encyclopedia of stuff that he did, you're asking a guy on the phone that has read
thinking about the Patriots for you know, thankfully, you know, until Edelman's story broke, because it's nice to have a break from constant Patriots. It's his style. It's just his MO. There's other writers that, you know, are a little more, I guess, objective.
Every other writer is more objective, including Reese.
Thank you.
I mean, name one thing is an impossibility.
You can't say he's had 10 years of kissing their ass, and you can't name one thing.
Well, Rich, that's
stuff before. It's not a petty argument.
No, for 10 years he's done it, and so you're asking someone to funnel through 10 years of stories. I mean, that's not a way to make an argument.